It's the Kim Monson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
I find that it takes work to get your brain around these ideas, and it takes work to engage in these conversations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
With what is happening down at the State House, I used to think that it was above my pay grade to read the legislation, and it's not.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
I see big danger in as much as we will be giving an unelected bureaucrat the power to make rules about what we inject into our body.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and welcome to the Kim Monson Show. I am Kim Monson. I so appreciate each and every one of you joining us. You each have a purpose. Strive for excellence today and take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. I get to work with a lot of really great people. Among them are producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Happy Thursday, producer Steve.
I got to meet this guy someday.
Oh, and be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Monson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You will get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent op-eds, our most recent podcast. That op-ed by Jay Davidson regarding monetary policy will make you smarter. And it did, didn't it, Steve?
It did. I had to go look up, you know, some terms.
But be sure and check that out. And then we also did this very important podcast with Holly with Altitude regarding our the U.S. Election Integrity Plan. And it's taking a while to get all the proof put together, but they're doing a great job. So check that out as well. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And I thank each and every one of you for supporting us. And I mentioned yesterday, I have intended to write each and every one of you a personal thank you note. That's not happened. So I'm going to probably call each and every one of you. I so appreciate it because we are an independent voice. We buy our own airtime so that we can have full freedom regarding our guest selection, our subject selection. And I appreciate you because we are looking for truth and clarity as we look at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Socialism ultimately comes down to force. It's not about free stuff. And ultimately, you run out of other people's money. So it's never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood via force, whether with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation. I will just mention the Lone Tree 55% sales tax increase. I've been on Nextdoor back and forth a little bit. Have you seen that, Steve?
No, I just saw in the last edition, you know, the weekly paper that comes out, you were quoted from a recent letter to the editor, and I actually started writing one too, and then I kind of gave up.
No, don't give up. We're going to have you write another one too.
Okay.
But it is important. This is a 55% city sales tax increase, and they talk about it just under, it's a penny. And I responded yesterday, a penny here, a penny there. Pretty soon there's no pennies in your pocket. And that's why we have to say no on that. So again, it's never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood via force, whether it's with a weapon, policy, unpredictable, and excessive taxation. Fear, that is another headline that's there, coercion, or the latest silent thief, that is government-induced inflation. Boy, do we have a treat for you today. In studio with me is my friend, Reggie Carr. You know him. He founded I'm a Trumpster. But you are doing something new now. You're doing a rebrand because you're looking at what's going on in America. Reggie Carr, is welcome. It's great to have you here.
Hey, Kim. How are you doing?
I am well. And this I'm a Uniter movement that you are putting together, your love really is creating music. That love to do.
I love to do that.
And so what you have figured out is you have created a I'm a Uniter soundtrack.
Yes.
And
wow. Well, you know, some time ago I came to you and I said, hey, you know, what we need to do to unite the country is, you know, I think it's through music. And you're like, okay, so what's going on? Let's see you do it. And I said, all right, let's do this. And I mean, you think about music as, you know, you don't know who produces or writes or who the artist, you know, you just hear the song. You don't know if their political affiliation or anything like that. So I put it together. I got with several. This was bipartisan. Can you believe it?
I love it.
Democrats, liberals, independents, and conservatives. I'm the conservative. But yeah, it went. We're getting an amazing response, Kim, already. Like,
you just released it.
Yeah, it hit all the platforms yesterday or 29th or something
29th,
like that.
29th, okay.
And I know how to make sure that it's in the clubs, the radio, and on the streaming and services and stuff. But the main thing we wanted to do was to get it together so we can then present it to the RNC and the DNC.
Oh boy. So you've created this soundtrack. It's nice. It's 9 songs. Mm-hmm. And really the focus is to reach our youth and to reach our ethnic communities, because I think in your heart you've always been a conservative. That idea that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. But it's just really been within the last few years that you have, I mean, you're truly a patriot. You are putting your money where your mouth is. You're putting your time where where it matters. And so this is a goal to start to wake people up. It's a little more subjective, which I find that it may be difficult for people to get their brain around it. So what do you say to them?
Open your eyes, your ears, and your heart, and understand that this is chess, not checkers. We have to grow the party. Yes, I've always been a conservative. I just didn't know it. And when we were doing I'm a Trumpster, that was our message. We were preaching and teaching and going around, and it was never about hate. It was always about love. And then, they say, oh, you don't want to be over there. They're racist and this. I'm like, well, I've never experienced that. I know what racism is, and it's not over here. All I hear is God, country, and, of course, you guys always talk about the guns, and that's good. I don't own one, but I need to get one.
You need to get one.
I definitely support the right to have one. And it's just been so incredible. So we got these different people together, and we did a great project. And we've already had some of the heavyweights chime in.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So we'll talk about that more, Reggie, in the third and fourth segment. It's great to have you here. And just a couple of other things wanted to mention. Steve, this interview that we did with Larry Cheatham yesterday for the America's Veterans Story show, which will air this Sunday at 3 and 10, it was fascinating.
Well, I loved, you did the promo for it so we could do the normal promotion that we do. And it kind of paired up with the week before, because you used the something coming at you, surface-to-air missile coming at you will get your attention. And what did you say yesterday?
A typhoon.
An LST and a typhoon will get your attention.
A flat-bottom boat with 40-foot waves will get your attention. And so that it's a great show, another great show. So check that out on Sundays at 3 and 10 p.m. And, Reggie, I don't think I mentioned this to you, but the Grand Lake up in the mountains has a Constitution Week. This is their 10th anniversary. It will be September 13th through the 19th.
Okay.
And they celebrate the Constitution. They bring in all kinds of speakers. They have a main event on Saturday, and I get to be the MC.
Oh, man. Congrats. Well, Kim the Great. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. That's great.
Yeah, so be sure and check that out. That's Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week. And I would recommend that people go ahead and get their reservations made. If Grand Lake is full, you can always go over to Granby or Fraser. But it's going to be a beautiful weekend. The aspen are changing. And, Reggie, our Constitution is under attack.
Definitely is under attack.
So it's a good thing to be sure and get up there. I'd love to see you up there. And because you are my guest today, I thought, let's talk about unity. And I have at the end of the show, I think it's an Abraham Lincoln quote. But for the beginning of the show, Martin Luther King Jr., he was an American Baptist minister and activist who became the most visible spokesman and leader in the American Civil Rights Movement from 1955 until his assassination in 1968. He advanced civil rights through nonviolence and civil disobedience, inspired by his Christian beliefs and the nonviolent activism of Gandhi. He was born in 1929 and he died in 1968. Now, Reggie, I've been in Atlanta and I went and visited his boyhood home. Mm-hmm. And apparently at dinner time, the family had them memorize Bible verses. And so like a typical boy, he chose the shortest one. And okay. Do you know what that one is?
What is it?
It is Jesus Wept.
That's what I was going to
really. That's the one.
That's it. So,
and that's the shortest one?
That's the shortest one.
Wow.
Jesus Wept. And so Martin Luther King Jr., of course, he became this great orator and all. But this is what he said, and this kind of stopped me in my tracks. He said, "We must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools."
That's powerful.
That's kind of where we're at right now.
Yes.
Unfortunately. So I thought that was a good unity quote.
Did you already do the quote and I missed it?
Okay. What are you doing, answering the phone?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm thinking it's about perishing as fools.
Yes, so we must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools.
And all I can think of is there are a lot of fools going down these days.
Well, that's why we do this show, and we're going to have a little announcement here in a minute as well. Let's go to this very first headline here, Steve. This was from Business Insider. No, that's not it. Let's see. This is upside down now. It was about the new variant and the fear. Here we go. The WHO, I always kind of find that funny. WHO.
It's the musical group, right?
We know that one, right?
From Forbes said, tracking the new COVID variant named Mu warns it could be more resistant to vaccines. Honest to Pete.
Now look at the way Patty tagged that in the teal color there.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have that version.
No,
you
I
have
do.
A hard copy.
I do. The drumbeat of fear continues.
Yeah. Well, let me throw in my 2 cents.
Okay.
Here's a little alphabet soup for your acronym soup. We have the FDA. We have the NIH, National Institute of Health. We have the CDC, and we have the World Health Organization. Every one of them seems to be competing for who can put out the newest. Craziest, latest scare tactic.
Yeah, so this is a new one. And I don't know how they test for the moo.
So this is another strand, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Here we go.
Here we go for sure. So we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Tom Tarver. And he is on the board for TAPS, which is the Tragedy Assistance for Survivors program. And with what is going on in our world today, my gosh, it's so important what they are doing. Before we do that, though, Hooters Restaurants is one of my great partners of both the shows. They have 5 locations. That is Loveland, Westminster, Aurora, Lone Tree, and Colorado Springs. And I wanted to highlight that as we're getting to the end of the week, they have happy hour specials Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. for dine-in only. They have appetizers that are half off. They have happy hour drink specials. And also wanted to mention that kids eat free on Saturdays with the purchase of an adult entree. So be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. I highly recommend each and every one of my sponsors there. Click on the Hooters tab. You'll get all their specials there. Reggie Carr is in studio. He is the founder of I'm a Uniter. We'll be right back with Tom Tarver.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. Reggie Carr, you're in studio.
Hey, glad to be here.
Did you know that music?
Yeah, that was very beautiful. Yeah, I think I have something to do with that.
Is that something from I'm a Uniter?
Yes, that is something from the project. It sounded very good. It's a surprise. That's a great surprise right there.
I love it. I love it. Let's jump over here with Tom Tarver. He is on the board for TAPS, which is the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. They've got an event coming up. They do amazing work. when we have our military, our veterans that have stepped forward to give us our freedom and their survivors, when military person has died, think about all those that are left. And that is what TAPS does, is they think about the survivors. Tom Tarver, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim.
Tom, with what's happening in our world, I'm so glad that what you are doing is, you have it there. It's not like we're going to create it. It is there. Tell us about TAPS.
Well, TAPS was created in 1994 by a lady named Bonnie Carroll, who had met her husband up in Alaska when she was up from the Reagan administration helping with the, when the whales were trapped in the ice. A lot of people remember that back in the 80s. And she went up there to meet her husband, and she worked for Ronald Reagan at the time, went up there and helped with the Inuit Indians and a few nations get the whales out to free ocean, so to speak. And she met her husband, Tom Carroll, who was part of the Air National Guard at that time up in Alaska. And a few years later, he died in a plane crash and lost himself and several other service members in service to the country. And Bonnie, what Bonnie realized at that point was that there was no exiting program for people who lose somebody in the service to the military. And so Bonnie took her death benefit, and she created this organization called TAPS. So TAPS came online in 1994 with the unfortunate death of her husband. So she's built this organization now since that time, and is in all 50 states and in several countries around the world to take care of families as loved ones die in service to the country. And TAPS is there to support them on their journey forward, and with support services, good grief counseling, good grief camps for kids, mentors, just a wide variety of services to take care of the families, because the military needs to move on, and TAPS fills that gap when somebody dies. If a young woman and her husband, if a young man as a Marine dies on a base, she moves off the base, and she's not quite sure what to do. She's forced off the base and back into civilian life. So that transitional period for TAPS is there for these people for the rest of their lives.
Now, and all this takes money, Tom. And I've attended the TAPS events on several different occasions, and it is really, truly a great event. So it's amazing that you can actually do good and have a good time, and that is something that occurs with this TAPS event that's coming up.
Yeah, that's right. We have our Colorado Celebrity Classic. This is our 15th year. To your listeners out there, we bring in songwriters from Nashville, along with a country superstar, so to speak. And we put on that big event in the arena at the ranch at Cherry Creek, and the Coors Cowboys come up from Texas, and Pete Coors is there. And the songwriters talk about, you know, how they made music, how they slipped and hit their head in the bathtub and wrote a hit song with someone. And there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff, and it's really neat, and it's a great evening, and there's a fabulous dinner, and you know, all the money goes to support those families. And you know, during these times, it's very difficult, and we lose people in training accidents, and we lose people to suicide, and as well as combat. And people come online constantly to TAPS. Last year, 7,000 people came into the system, and they need help and direction, guidance, and love. And the TAPS blanket covers those people for that. So it's really a worthwhile thing to do. We've been at it for 15 years, and we'll continue for many more.
So when is the event, Tom?
It is. It'll be 9/11. So it's a week from Saturday at the ranch Cherry Creek. Steve Grove has very graciously given us his arena out there, and he's done that for many, many years now. And we're either close to sold out or sold out at this point, but you can always check in. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can go to www.taps.org/Colorado, and you can get online, see the event details, and check. I think we're down to a couple seats, or those may be gone. Things have been going pretty fast, and we certainly appreciate your listeners and everybody for supporting the event and making sure that it's sold out.
Well, as we have seen what has been happening in Afghanistan, I have heard that the suicide hotlines for our veterans and our military have been very, very busy, which on one hand really breaks my heart. On the other hand, I'm really glad that they're there. But as each of us look at what is happening in Afghanistan with our military, it makes sense to do something to help. And even if you are sold out, Which is great. We booked you because we thought there still might be some tickets available. I guess there's a couple. So if people are interested, they better get those quickly.
They better hurry up.
But people can also, instead of getting that expensive cup of coffee today, $5-$10 is going to help immensely, right, Tom?
Yes, absolutely. And that's a great threshold that we use for people, because a lot of people can't give a lot. But if you give a little, and if everybody does, these families are taken care of. And, you know, the need is greater than it's ever been. And I hate to say that, but, you know, the amount of training accidents and things that are happening. I mean, like I said, last year alone, just to the TAP system here in the United States, 7,000 people came online. And those are, you know, mothers and fathers, maybe a grandmother that had raised a son or a daughter who fell in service to the country, and they need help. And so every little bit helps, and we always look forward to that. You can also visit TAPS.org and see all the good work that they do. There's an impact study in there that you can understand what goes on and how the charity takes care of the people here in the United States.
You know, Tom, my other show that I do, America's Veterans Stories, I have really learned through all of this that it's not just the soldier or the Marine or the sailor, but it really is the people back home. And I think many times we forget that. And because warfare has changed significantly, and with the technology with new weapons, it used to be like in World War II, everybody knew somebody that was in the service. But now, today, not so much. And we so take it for granted. And I think with what's happened in Afghanistan, with the loss of the 12 Marines and our Navy corpsmen, as I've looked at the stories, I read the story of one of the parents that knew that their Marine was in Afghanistan, knew that there was an attack, and then later that day, or maybe it was the next day, he sees drive up in front of his house three Marines, and he knows that one of those that died was his loved one. And it doesn't stop there. They have to go on living, right, Tom? That they have to go on living, and that's why TAP steps into that to fill that gap, correct?
That's exactly right. And, you know, being a father of a Marine myself, and at the end of the day, they're all our sons and daughters. Your family members, somebody else I don't know, may have a son in the Air Force. At the end of the day, they're all our sons and daughters. We're a family together here in this country, and that's the importance of what TAPS does, is we take care of everybody, and we're together in this. The important thing is to know that you're not alone, that TAPS is there for you. It's your security blanket. It's your future. It gives you guidance, and we do it as a group. And so the funniest thing Bonnie always says is we're huggers, and it's amazing the love that goes on at the events and how people have been able to resurrect their lives and find a new direction when they lose a loved one. It's just, you know, sometimes words can't describe it.
Well, and a couple of other things. So if a family has lost a loved one, reaching out to TAPS, and whether or not you mentioned the word suicide, and mm-hmm. And again, another thing that I have learned is that we lose a number of our servicemen and servicewomen to suicide. And so a couple of things. First of all, particularly with what's happened in Afghanistan, if in fact you are a veteran or military personnel and you are struggling with what has happened, because I'm struggling and I'm not there and didn't serve there. If you are struggling, reach out for help. I imagine people could probably call TAPS and they could get them to somebody. Yes, Tom?
Yes, that's correct. The 800 number is directly on the website, and it's on the top title bar. You can see it immediately. You can call 24 hours a day. People will answer the phone there. And there's crisis hotlines, and the whole gamut of services are just a fingertip and a phone call away.
And if you've lost a loved one in military service, or because of the military service to suicide, reach out to TAPS. And again, this is so raw, what has happened in Afghanistan. We've been there for 20 years. We have veterans that have died. We have, or not veterans, we have military personnel that died. We have veterans that have been injured. And if for some reason, I mean, if you're struggling at all, reach out to TAPS, and whether or not you're a family member, I want people to know that their loved one, their service is not in vain. It was a noble cause why Absolutely. They serve our country. And I want them to know that it was not in vain. The decisions that have been made is highly questionable with what has happened, but I want our service people to know it's not in vain. Tom, what's your final thought on all this?
Well, we just look forward to everybody coming out next Saturday, and TAPS will continue their good work. And we certainly thank your listeners. And Kim, thank you very much for your support. And we'll look forward to seeing everybody next Saturday.
And if you can't get those last two tickets, Tom, right? People can go to www.taps.org/Colorado, correct? And instead of that expensive cup of coffee this morning, go ahead and just get that over to TAPS.
There's a loved one out there that served this country that and their family members are going to appreciate that very much.
Hey, Tom, I so appreciate your volunteer work with TAPS as well. I know that it's near and dear to your heart. So thank you so much for joining us.
And thanks very much. Have a good day.
Okay. And Reggie Carr, our military personnel, our veterans, they've taken that oath to protect the Constitution. And, of course, with what you're doing with I'm a Uniter, once again, to inform people about...
That right there was incredible. That really touched me right there. That his organization, TAPS.
Yeah.
That's serious right there.
It is serious.
So I wasn't under... I had no idea that many people committed suicides. And I thought that was something that the Army would actually...
You would think that, yeah, but once that happens, there's this need for this for the family, and you can imagine if you lost your loved one,
exactly.
And then you not only have that loss, but then your life, how it's been, totally changes, and so it really is great work that they're doing.
Yeah, that's very, very, very touching right there.
It really is. So we're going to go to break. Before we do that, though, I want to invite everybody up to Grand Lake for their U.S. Constitution Week, and they're the only community that I know of in the country that does this. It is the premier Constitution Week celebration in all of America. And I recommend go to the website, GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. Make your reservations. And if Grand Lake gets full, then Granby or Fraser is a place to make some reservations there. On Saturday is the main event. They have a parade and a main event in the park. They're going to have a church service the next morning on Sunday morning. It is a great event. So be sure and check that out. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Reggie Carr about his new project. It's I'm a Uniter. We need this now more than ever. Stay tuned.
Yep.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at newsletter. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well, and thank you for all of your support. First of all, love that bumper music, Reggie Carr.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Kim. You had something to do with that.
Yes, I had a little something to do with that. A lot of people, but I had a little something.
You wrote and produced it. But before we get into your new project, during the break, I had to kind of settle you down here.
Yes, I'm flabbergasted. That caller right there and with that organization, that's incredible. I thought the Army or the government had something in place for all these heroes over here and fight and die for us. There's nothing like that.
Then TAPS is stepping into that gap.
Wow, TAPS. I gotta donate to that.
Okay. Yeah. So, well, and if you want to, it's www.taps.org/Colorado. So there you go.
Yes.
Reggie Carr, you and I have become friends through this last election cycle. And you actually had never voted until 2020.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Exactly. I couldn't bring myself to vote because my family were Democrats, right? And nothing against them, but I just wasn't feeling the policies and, you know, certain things and certain ways people acted like that. And I said, I'll just take a pass on this one. And Trump did unite. He united the country to me. Like, some people don't like him. I love Trump. I love his message.
Let me just interject. People that didn't like him. Look what we have. We have $3.75 a gallon gas.
Yes.
We've got the Middle East is on fire. The southern border, people are pouring across the border.
COVID everywhere.
Afghanistan. So maybe you didn't like his tweets, but anyway, continue on, Reggie.
The running the country to me is a business, and that was the best guy for it anyway. But yes, I didn't vote until I met President Trump and I heard his message. And I'm going to always let everybody know that that's what resonated with me. And yes, I went in there and signed that ballot, fill it out, and I became a Republican a year ago. A lot of stuff. Oh, boy.
I bet Thanksgiving dinner is interesting at your house.
Last Thanksgiving, I literally was the last one to come in, right? And we had all these people in there, and I walked in the middle, and I just said, who's a Donald Trump fan? And they all look at me, get out. But it's been, you know, I try to make it fun, but, you know, when people's chased us on the bus and, you know, it's all kind of things that went, you know, I've been asked to leave a restaurant because I had a Trump hat on or I'm having a discussion. And I'm just like,
not because of the color of your skin.
No.
But
no.
Because you had a Trump hat on.
Because I had a hat on. I'm just like, really? Like something, I'm trying to figure something out. But I think, Kim, that obviously, the state of America right now, how can you not pray that this man gets back in the office? I'm serious. Like, this is really bad out here.
Well, or...
Uh-oh. Here we go.
I don't know if he will get back in office, but the principles that he embodied and the light that was shed on what has been occurring in our country and the mask that's been taken off, the veil that's been unveiled, we realize that this has been a movement, and really on kind of both sides of the aisle, but really Obama was really behind it, a division, mm-hmm. chaos, confusion, and it doesn't have to be that way. I think that's the thing with the Donald Trump presidency is it does not have to be that way.
It doesn't. And one thing I've also figured out, and I've literally been out there in the streets talking to people, I've met some Democrats that are really have the same type of views as I do. And I'm like, you're a Democrat? So that whole narrative of it has to be chaotic and it's a war, it's us against you. That's not true. I think there's people on both sides of the aisle that think with common sense and love. We just got to reach those people. And that's what's going to unite us to get together and get the country back where it is, where it needs to be.
So you have started a new project. You have the IMA brand.
Correct.
And you have created imauniter.us, imauniter.us. And you have written, and this is your love, and that is music. Is a 9-track. It's rhythm, dance, and groove.
Right.
Right. And rhythm, dance, groove.
Dance, rhythm, groove. It's fun music. We had a lot of fun doing this project. And when I presented it to my other constituents to say, they were like totally on board. And so that was really, really exciting. So that made it even more fun. And we're just you know, we're just really happy we put it together. And you know, the news came down and filmed us for like a couple hours and interviewed everybody. They're really interested in what we're doing. And I think that that's going to resonate. I think it's going to be really big, Kim. I'm actually kind of nervous, like how it's taken off already. So,
that's a great nervous. So, couple of things. People can go to imauniter.us, and they can't. And that's the other thing. Well, couple of things. I can't tell you how many times I've been like at a stoplight, and I can hear, you know, music next to me, and I look over, and it is like a young white kid listening to quote unquote black music.
It happens every day. Every day. That should tell you right there that it doesn't, racism doesn't exist in music. When, if you love a song, you're going to play it. You don't care who created it.
Right, right. And so this is, it's a bit subjective though, when you're talking about uniting. And over as our friendship has grown, we've had a lot of serious conversations about the American idea, the Constitution, the vision of the Declaration. How can a nine songs with, you know, just a great beat, how can that unite us?
Well, I believe alone it would be difficult. But like I said, it's chess. So if you get something and you put it together well, it's professional and it sounds good, and then our whole goal was not to really release it to the world. Our goal was to go to the parties, like the Republican and Democrat, so they can understand that all of us did this together. We worked together. Now, this is what we came up with. So that should show you how being a uniter can work for everybody. So why don't you guys work together? Isn't it supposed to be like that in the House and the Senate, like bipartisan? If my president wins, we still have to do laws and write laws and bills and stuff, right?
Well, we do. The trick is we want to unite people around this American idea that all men are created equal.
Right.
With these rights from God of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. If you go to the imauniter.us and take a look at the video, I think that it's Marcus there. Well, each person that you pulled in, and I got to visit with all of them while we were out there waiting while you were doing some of the production. And I'm sitting there realizing that we look different, but we all want the same things.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, everybody, different races, colors, creeds, everybody was in that recording studio, and it sounded like we were all on the same team. We all wanted the same things.
And so we need to unite to work towards that. And we see so much division. We see that there are a few politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties that are wanting to divide us. Mm-hmm. We need to unite behind this American idea and elect people that push the American idea, that reclaim that, and kind of get rid of some of those other ones, yes?
We most definitely have to do that, because those people, they're about chaos, money, power. They don't really care about the real issues, what we care about. And first of all, before we can do anything, we have to do it together as, you know, people, one race, the human race. So those far left and those far right, we got to do something about that.
But the big broad middle, the big broad,
yes,
80% there, which is, and Reggie, as you're out talking with people, do you feel that people are waking up to understand that we really have some real challenges here about the American idea? Are you feeling that at all?
Every day. And I think more and more people that, again, you know, thought certain ways about Donald Trump. Like yesterday at the gas, I was talking to this guy, and he said, I had a Trump hat like sitting on the seat, and he's like, you know, it's hard to believe that I thought this man was a racist and bad for the country. And the country is in turmoil right there. I said, yeah, a lot from the president. It's supposed to be the wartime president, you know. And I said, this man had America doing well. And he said, he was a Democrat, and he said he voted for Biden, but he said that's one of the biggest mistakes that he made.
Really?
This was just yesterday at 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven.
Really?
Yes, I promise you. You can't make this stuff up. I'm just like, why didn't all of you guys see and understand this from the beginning? Like, you're really big on policies, and you're just amazing. And we need people like you with that fight, then we need people like me doing the other fight, because that information has to get out. We have to get past the social media and the news, and we got to go hand to hand, face to face, because that's the only way you can really get the truth out there. And he, this guy was probably, it was a white guy, probably 60, 55, 60.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, and he was just so serious about it.
Boy, so Reggie, we are, I had retired Army Major General Joe Arbuckle on at the beginning of the week. And Steve, I'm going to just mention this to you. When General Arbuckle was on, he said that they had 90 flag officers, that would be generals and admirals, that had signed this letter requesting that Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, and is it Mark Milley, who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that they resign. As of yesterday, 220 have signed that letter, Steve.
I have a family member, a nephew, who was in the Air Force for many years, and he follows that group very closely. So he's always giving me, you know, updates on what's happening. I'm surprised I haven't heard from him in the last 24 hours with information
with
like that. Yes.
And so we are in, General Arbuckle said that we are in deep peril. And Reggie, you just mentioned something that certainly I talk about policy. We have the show. We are working to educate people on these issues. You want to reach youth and the ethnic community. And all this has to work together. What I have found with the Republican Party is they've been very short-sighted. They have not understood. And
true,
the Republican
true.
Establishment has not understood why it is so important to be doing the work that you're doing and the work that I'm doing.
Yes, and it's simultaneous. It has to go together. Outreach is definitely a key to for information, for knowledge. And it's a lot easier to sit and speak with someone if you're not each at each other's throats.
Yeah, you think?
I'm tired of going into war zones.
That happened.
and that's why the music part of it is so it's important, is that, and you go, wow, we like this music, and then guess what? It's all these different political affiliations came together to do this. What can you say then? And then you said, like, I've met a couple of people, and we'll talk about them, that are actually in law enforcement. They don't believe in, you know, defund the police. You know, they don't.
But they're Democrat them. As well.
They're
yes.
Democrat. They're Democrat. And I'm just like, there's no way you're Democrat, because you don't sound. We had so many issues and concerns that were the same. And if you listen out there to all the flack, all the noise, they're trying to tell you that we're so different. And, you know, this is a war, it's just chaos, that we're way over here and you're way over here, and it's a battle. That's not the truth.
That's not the truth. So we're going to talk about a very exciting, another component of this project when we come back. I'm talking with Reggie Carr. He is the founder of I'm a Uniter. We need unification of this country, because a house divided against itself cannot stand. We are being attacked both outside and inside our country. And so this is a very important project. Before we do that, though, be sure and join me up at U.S. Constitution Week. Main event is on Saturday, the 18th. Constitution Day is September 17th. So Grand Lake has this great celebration all week. They bring in speakers to really kick the tires on these ideas that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and how do we make sure that that happens. So go to GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. That's GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. We will be right back with Reggie Carr.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
That'll get you going. That is from the I'm a Uniter album that Reggie Carr has written, produced, created. Be sure and check that out. People can buy that now, right?
Oh, yes. They can go to ReggieRocco.com and load it up, and download it. And they can also go to imaunited.us, press that button, and bam, you're there.
Okay. Well, I want to get to that. Before I do that, though, I want to make sure that I give a shout-out to Castlegate Knife and Tool, which is another great sponsor of the show. They're located in Sedalia, Colorado. And Hal Van Herke, Linnea Van Herke, they are entrepreneurs. And they've got knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. So whether or not you're a chef or a sportsman or a collector, they've got the knife for you if you need a gift. What a great gift. So be sure and check out castlegate.com. That's castlegate.com. And let them know that you know me. I would greatly appreciate that. Reggie Carr, that music that we just heard is from your I'm a Uniter album.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you had shown me, I thought this was, you know, I'm an old dinosaur. I'm not very. But you no, had shown not. Me, you have this. People can purchase this. It's $19.99. Mm-hmm. And it's a USB, and it's in this card. So it's attached to the card, right?
Right. What it is actually is a credit card with a USB inserted in it.
Okay.
So, and I mean, it's...
So you can put it in your wallet.
Yeah, you can put it in your wallet. It can go in your PlayStation, your car stereo, your computer, everything. And it has all the songs on there. And it's had behind-the-scene footage of what we did, how the making of it. And it has bios and all kind of great stuff in there. And it's just incredible. I'm just like, wow, look at this. And you know how I ran across that? I was like, I got to get a USB to get out to the DJs were calling me. I said, I got to get a USB to, you know, hand this out with all there for the promotional aspect. And so I started digging, and I'm like, wow, look at this. I didn't even know this existed. So... it just all fell in. God is great, so it's perfect. People love it too. So,
well, and so a USB, if you handed it to a DJ, it's going to get lost.
Right.
So here you have this card. So it's attached to the card, right? I haven't seen the actual. I've seen all the the mock-ups of it. And on one side, it has the Reggie Rocco, right? And on the other side, it's a I'm a Uniter. And I love, so you said we're all one race, part
one
of the
race,
human
the
race.
Human race, you know, all that. That I believe in and stand for to and get the message out is so great. You know, like with a hat or a shirt, you know, you got the name of whatever candidate, whatever slogan, but this actually does so much more. You know, you have the music part, you have the you can stick the credit card in your, and you see it every day. You know, you see it every day, you use it, and it's just incredible. Like, I believe that's going to catch on.
I think well, and the fact that there's 9 songs on there that really you can dance. It has a lot of rhythm, and I don't know if I groove though.
We'll get you the groove.
Now, an announcement. We don't quite know the details, but you are coming to KLZ.
Yes, I'm back. Oh, it's great. I have a great new co-host. Her name is Clancy Jones, and she's a Democrat
and
works in law enforcement.
I know.
And it's amazing.
And it's a shame that you're doing radio, because you should be doing television with Clancy.
She's
one of the most beautiful women I've ever met.
Yeah, she's very gorgeous. I try to block that out.
Pay no attention.
But yeah, and her personality, she's very smart. And like I said, our issues are basically the same. Our concerns are the same. What she does, what she wants for the country, what she wants for people is the same. I'm just like, you're not a Democrat. She's like, I'm a Democrat, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so it's going to be great. I think the show's going to be exciting. I mean, we really go at it, but not at each other. We actually like to come at the issues, and we like to be positive. And we're going to have different people on the show. I don't care if you're what color, what denomination, whatever. You're going to be here, and we're going to talk about your concerns and our concerns and how we can work together to solve them. And the first thing is just being friendly. You have to be friendly with people in order to get them to listen to you. And so, yeah, so she's ready to go. And I also met another lady. She actually came to the recording studio and helped on the commercials and stuff. Regina Henson. And she works in law enforcement, and she's a Democrat too.
Interesting. Now, I've not met her yet.
No, you haven't met her, but you will. And I'm wondering, like, all this narrative about, you know, Democrats were this, that, and the other, okay? I agree, there's some, you know, far left. But there's some actually good people out there. I'm running into some good people that really want to get America back to being America. Maybe Biden helped do that because, whew. Maybe the twist to that one right there.
I'm hoping that we can hang on long enough with what he is doing. It is like it's on warp speed here. On almost, it seems like the destruction of America.
Am I wrong? Are you trying to tell me that the Taliban controls Afghanistan now?
No, you're correct.
That's unheard of. The terrorist killer organization, yeah. The Taliban.
And the Biden administration gave him the names of Americans that are still stuck there.
What do you think's going to happen?
What could happen?
You know, golly, how could you be so? Okay, I'm trying not to. I'll never disrespect the office. And then we used to always get on Biden before. And then it just got to where it started being sad. I'm just like, I just can't talk about this man. He needs to retire and get some, you know, some, we'll put it that way. But this is really dangerous for the country, the world. What do you think? 9/11's coming up.
Right.
Didn't they understand that the Taliban hates America?
It's really beyond belief. And Reggie, I was watching Tucker Carlson last night, and Biden was out there, as well as Lloyd Austin, and they're saying that this was a success. And I'm like, I'm thinking maybe they're telling the truth. Maybe for who they represent, it has been a success.
Good
but
point.
For the American people, for America, this is not a success. I think one of the big mistakes the Taliban made, and that is killing our service dogs. Because there's a lot of people out there that, first of all, leaving the service dogs behind, but there's a lot of dog animal lovers out there that this is going to really wake them up, I think.
Definitely. Yeah, that's I don't understand why Biden would say that. And I believe, again, President Trump's message, none of this was going on. I mean, you know, North Korea wasn't shooting rockets anymore. You know, now you turn around, Russia's threatening us, China's threatening us. You know, they're getting ready to invade Taiwan. I think that's going to be any day, myself personally. And I'm just like, wow. When Trump was there, peace through strength. Remember, isn't that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
When Trump was there, none of this.
I think Washington said that too.
Okay, well, that's a little before me, but my man Trump was where I heard it. But that's very true. And now I don't know where we're going to be from day to day. A lot of people are nervous.
And that is why it is so important that we engage in this battle of ideas. And so through this music, you want to unite people to open up the conversation. I think that's what you're really working to do, is to open up the conversation. Because, again, as I was talking with everyone in the outer room there while you were doing all this production, we all looked different, but I felt like our hearts were the same.
Exactly. I mean, that is it, Kim. There you go. 100%.
Okay, Reggie, we've got probably about 3 minutes left. What's the final thoughts? First of all, stay tuned. We're not quite sure when the exact time is going to be when Reggie and Clancy are going to debut the I'm a Uniter, a new radio show on KLZ 560. It's going to be any day. We're going to have the details, right?
Yes, any day. And I'd like to also say this. The response we're getting, long story short, I called Ken Buck. I talked to his assistant, right? She was like, okay, yeah, we'll get you to blah, 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 blah. And I said, she said,
so you
wanted
to let him know about the project, right?
And she goes, what's your name? I said, Reggie Carr. She goes, okay. And then she said, Reg? I said, I'm a Trumpster. She knew me then. And then she said, great. And so she's looking on the website. You know, I got my phone set up to where ding, ding, it dings, so it's dinging. And I know that she's on the website.
So you're like the NSA following everybody, huh?
Right. And she says, yeah, you're definitely somebody I want to know. And I was like, great. I hung up the phone, Kim. I promise you, 5 minutes, ding, 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 it was her. And she said she loves that video. She loves what we're doing, and it's amazing. 10 minutes after that, Ken Buck calls me, and he says, this is incredible. He said, let me know what I can do to help. I'm like, it's taken off. And what I didn't tell you last night, Steve House texted me, And he said he's on the plane. He's on his way to Europe. And he said, I didn't get the video what you're talking about. Send it to me now. So he's literally on the plane. It only takes like 4 or 5 minutes to look at the video. Mm-hmm. He called me back in like 7 minutes and said, I got to get you with this person. You need to get with this organization. This is great.
Awesome.
So I'm just like, wow. So it's happening.
Right. And then you're going to be reaching out to the Democrat side as well.
Yes. We're going to get to the Democrat. That's our next move. Probably going to need your help. But yeah, we're going to get, you know, with the head. I think Priscilla can help us too. We got to get Christy in there. Who do you know the Democrat?
I don't. So
that's the next thing we're going to do. And Steve's like, you need to get this going like immediately.
Well, that's what you're working on. So again, it's imauniter.us. Imauniter.us. People can actually purchase the credit card USB as mm-hmm. we speak, and it will be arriving very soon, correct?
Yes. Just go to that website and everything is from there, black and white.
And stay tuned for when we will announce when you're going to be on the air. It's going to be very, very soon. You will not want to miss that show as well. So the quote for the end of the show today is Abraham Lincoln. He said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." That's also biblical. It's in the Bible as well.
Really?
Yeah, Jesus said that too.
Wow.
Yeah. "A house divided against itself cannot stand, so we need to unite together." Reggie Carr, I'm a uniter. Great to have you here.
Thanks, Kim the Great.
Aha. My friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.
Twisting, turning further from my home. Young, like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
KLZ AM HD Denver, AM 560 and 100.7 FM.